as the marriage went on, I realised that I probably wasn't a great guy, and I'm a very impulsive person and can be very exciting to be with. But the flip side of that is I can also be very narcissistic, is it?
Narcissistic?
You know, where you think, yeah, that sort of thing. Blokes like that, yeah, they can be great fun at a party and fantastic lovers and all that, but for long-term relationships, you need somebody who's grown up, a bit of responsibility and not insecure. And I was insecure, and I womanised a bit as well. So I was in no way fair or nice to my wife at all. And it got to the point where I knew that I could be very violent with her if I didn't do something about it. And I sort of restrained her a couple of times, and I smacked her a few times throughout the relationship. Nothing horrendous. She wasn't injured or kind of marked, but I knew it would go that way. And I'd actually met somebody who was far stronger than her and understood me completely, and decided to leave my first wife for this second lady who I've now married, and she's much stronger. And she's stopped me being that sort of person.
So, I mean, first of all, John, if you slapped your wife a couple of times, you were abusing her. I mean,
without doubt.
It's unacceptable. You don't slap your wife. It's as simple as that. Well, you don't slap anyone. Presumably, when you met her, you fell in love with her and you cared about her.
Yeah, it's a two-way thing. You feel protective to the point of actually being obsessive and actually restricting what she can do with her life. You're not treating her like she's her own person. That's what tends to happen. And you see that as loving her. And then when... but there's no respect, because when she doesn't do as she's asked or told or what you expect of her, that's when you get a bit mad. And I remember once an energy firm had phoned her, offered her a better deal than we were getting, and she very proudly, when I got home from work, told me all about it. And like a complete arsehole, I turned around and, you know, basically said, right, I'm phoning them back now, I'm cancelling this, you're a stupid woman, you shouldn't fall for such stupid tricks. And I didn't listen to the person on the other end and realise that maybe it was worth considering and respect the fact that my wife was trying to help me. I just saw it as her taking, you know, control of things, and I didn't like it. And that is a weak person.
And after you had these kind of outpourings towards her,
yes,
how did you then feel about yourself?
Justified and righteous at first, but then when she's upset and not mad at you anymore, she's just very sad, and you've broken her up, you then feel compassion for her, and you then think, oh, I'm in the wrong, I won't do that again. But you do, but you don't deal with it till you admit it to yourself. And then when you admit it to yourself, you get less like that. And, you know, now there's people in my life who would say, well, he doesn't think a lot of himself, and he should. But I'd prefer to be like that than be the monster I used to be.